your Locked On Raiders, your daily podcast on the Las Vegas Raiders. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Just win.
Your team
just
every
win.
Day.
Just win.
The autumn wind is a pirate, blustering in from sea. With a rollicking song, he sweeps along, swaggering boisterously. His face is weather-beaten. He wears a hooded sash, with a silver hat about his head, and a bristling black mustache. He growls as he storms the country, a villain big and bold. And the trees all shake and quiver and quake as he robs them of their gold. The autumn wind is a raider, pillaging just for fun. He'll knock you round and upside down and laugh when he's conquered and won.
Welcome in, Raider Nation, to another episode of the Locked On Raiders podcast on this Tuesday, August 4th, 2020, coming off the first day of Raider Nation Radio 920 in Las Vegas, part of Lotus Broadcasting. Just a very, very exciting day all across the board for Raider Nation Radio. And please believe, coming up on today's show, definitely going to get into a lot of conversation about exactly that. Raider Nation Radio, your very own radio station, Raider Nation, for you just to go ahead and lock in and listen to all day long and just soak it all in. Soak in all the goodness. Very excited about the opportunity. I was on the Silver and Black Today show from 2 to 4 p.m. West Coast time with Scott Goldbranson, but Clay Baker, Mike Pritchard, they held it down. JT the Brick held it down. Then Scott and myself held it down. And Vinny Bonsignor, he held it down and closed it out on day one. So I'm very excited about that. We'll be talking about that shortly. But just glad to be on another outlet. Glad to be back on the podcast talking about the Raiders. Very, very excited. Coming up on today's show, in segment number three, your calls and your texts. And I've been getting a lot of good feedback, a lot of Twitter love at your boy Q254. Been getting a lot of love for the station. Been getting a lot of love for the shows, the podcast. Definitely appreciate everyone who chimes in. But coming up in segment number three, your calls and texts straight off that Locked On Raider podcast voicemail line, 707-654-4693. That is the number. In segment number two, going to talk about Raider Nation Radio. Going to break down what day one was, what it really meant, what it meant to me as a young dude who just, you know, kind of stumbled into another opportunity and very, very excited about it. But just what the launch of Raider Nation Radio meant to me, and just kind of go through what was heard and what was said on day one. And here in segment number one, I'll give you the news and the notes of the day as I always do. And I'll tell you right now, it is packed with a lot of news and notes. Let's go ahead and hop right to it. Now, the biggest news of the day, well, one of the biggest pieces of news for the day came out early on Monday morning, and that was the fact that former second round pick out of Sam Houston State, PJ Hall, was being released, you know, and that was something that it didn't come to me as a shock, because I've been saying that I thought he was on the outside looking in, but just to know that they didn't even give him an opportunity to get in training camp and solidify his spot let you know that, hey, they weren't happy with him. Mike Mayock had called him out at the combine. Head coach John Gruden called him out a couple days ago at his media session, so you knew that it wasn't looking good for PJ Hall, but they decided they were going to turn around and release him. And Mike Mayock was actually on with Clay and Pritch on Raider Nation Radio early on Monday morning, and he talked about PJ Hall briefly. Well, before it was all said and done, later on in the afternoon, you actually found out that PJ Hall was traded to the Minnesota Vikings. So Mike Mayock was able to handle his business and actually get a conditional draft pick for PJ Hall, who they were going to release anyway. They were going to let walk out the door for absolutely nothing. He ends up trading him to Minnesota for a conditional 7th-round pick. And that's not saying a whole lot, but at least it's something. At least it's getting something for someone who wasn't going to be there. The conditions are he's got to be on the roster for 6 games or more in 2020, and then the Raiders get a 7th-round pick. If he's not, then they don't get anything. But again, they were going to cut him anyway and let him walk without receiving anything, so it's not really a big deal. I've seen a lot of people hit me up and say, oh, are they making move for making room on the salary cap for Jadeveon Clowney? PJ Hall's not going to be a guy that's going to make a difference for Jadeveon Clowney. I'm not saying they're out of the running on him, but cutting PJ Hall or moving PJ Hall to Minnesota is not going to open up enough cap space to all of a sudden make that run at Jadeveon Clowney. He wasn't making enough. You look at his money, he didn't have anything guaranteed on the books this year. If you look at the breakdown of his contract, he was not even in the $1 million base salary type mode. You know what I mean? He was like $348,000 as far as base salary goes for the Raiders. And again, nothing was guaranteed. So he moves on to the Minnesota Vikings. And unfortunately, it's just another second round pick that didn't work out. The Raiders have a history, and they've had a history really since Big Reggie took over, of not hitting on their second-round picks outside of Derek Carr. Derek Carr was like the second-round pick that made it. Everyone else, not so much. Think about Jahad Ward. Think about Mario Edwards Jr. Think about Bigfoot, Obi Mellon Fonwu. None of those cats are on the roster. None of those cats are on the roster in the league right now. I don't believe, maybe Mario Edwards Jr. is still on the roster, but I don't think so. I think he ended up getting released by the New York Giants, but either way, he's not on the Raiders anymore. And now you can add PJ Hall to that mix as another second rounder that did not work out. And that's unfortunate. I liked him out of Sam Houston State, but he just didn't have his work ethic wasn't there. He came in overweight. I mean, he was out there putting out a lot of Instagram videos of him just partying up, having a good time, and really the only thing he has to show for Las Vegas, his time in Las Vegas, is a speeding ticket that he got, and he went to Twitter immediately and said that the cop didn't welcome him to Vegas the way he thought he would. He gave him a speeding ticket. Well, go on and speed yourself right on out of Las Vegas. Like the wife would say, go on, take a little knives, go on, take a little fruit, and get on. So, PJ Hall, on your way to Minnesota, brother. Also, as far as roster moves were made on Monday, the Raiders, in their attempt to get down to 80 players, because that's what they got to do for training camp. We talked about that, and I said at some point they're going to start releasing guys so they can get down to that 80 number. And Mike Mayock talked about the fact that they want to at least see these guys in person and know what they can do. And then when they release them, at least they know, hey, if we have to go and call on a guy, we could bring a guy in. But Jordan Brown, the defensive back, he got waived out of Dakota State. Paul Butler, tight end out of California, PA, he got cut. Dominic Eberle, the kicker, he actually got cut from Utah State. He was a guy that everyone thought was going to compete for the kicking job. Well, he's gone. Eric Magnuson, center out of Michigan, he's gone. Liam McCollum, he got waived. He's out of Ohio State. He's a long snapper out of Ohio State. And then the wide receiver, Anthony Ratliff Williams, wide receiver out of North Carolina, he was waived on Monday. And then waived with the failed physical, Markel Lee, linebacker out of Wake Forest, and that's a big deal. I mean, it really is. It was a guy that you thought was going to provide some kind of depth. He was put on the pup list earlier, and now he's just straight up waived with a failed physical. So Markel Lee is out of the mix. You have to say that you feel pretty good about a guy like Javon White and his opportunity. And I saw, I think Kenny King put it out there, that Javon White is Raider Nation's new Chris Warren. And I understand where he's coming from. Like, Chris Warren, a guy that all the fan base got excited about, and he ended up doing nothing. I just think there's a little bit something different when it comes to Javon White. Javon White, yeah, there's a lot of hype around him as an undrafted free agent out of UNLV, but I just feel like this guy got a little something in his neck. He's got a little bit of an attitude, got a little bit of a nasty run to him on the field. Not a nasty dude, not a dirty player. I'm just saying he's got that little edge to him that the Raiders, I believe, are looking for. So I feel like with Markel Lee being waived, that just helps a guy out like Javon White. Also helps a guy out like Tanner Muse get into the linebacking mix. You know he's going to be a special team dude, but you think that you know, now he's gotten better opportunity to get onto the field. Will he start as a linebacker? No, but at some point he may be called upon. So Javon White and Tanner Muse, their opportunity to hit the room and hit the grass as a linebacker for the Raiders, I believe just increased with Markel Lee being waived. Also, a couple players, they opted out. They were put on the reserve opt-out list. DJ Killens, a defensive back, I thought he was going to get released. I didn't think he was going to make the squad anyway. He decides, hey, I'm going to take $150,000 and opt out of the season, which might be a good idea because he ultimately might not and probably would not have made the team anyway, so he's really probably being smart. But DJ Killings has opted out, defensive back out of UCF, and then Jeremiah Villaga, the DN out of UNLV, he also has opted out. Two guys that probably were not going to make the roster, but they took the $150,000 and decided that 2020, thanks, but no thanks. And just a little side note, opt-out is now officially Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern, so across the league, players have until Thursday at 4 to let their respective teams know that they're going to opt out of the 2020 season. My final piece of news for segment number one of today's Locked On Raiders podcast is that Mark Davis and the Raiders front office officially let it be known that Allegiant Stadium was going to have no fans in it in 2020. He just basically confirmed, in my opinion, what we already knew. And I know a lot of people aren't going to like that. A lot of fans are disappointed because they wanted to go to that stadium. But I just feel like Mark Davis made the right decision. I feel like he saved fans from themselves because a lot of people, and including myself, would probably think about it. If I had a ticket, probably think about, like, you know, maybe it'll be okay. Maybe I can go. Maybe I can try to social distance and not high five with fans when something goes. But, you know, reality is that's not going to happen. Reality is I feel like Mark Davis saved fans from themselves. And on top of this, and this is something I said on the Silver and Black Today show on Raider Nation Radio, is Raider Nation is a big family. We talk about that on the podcast all the time. I don't have to know you. You don't have to know me, but we are all family because we're all bonded by Raider Nation. And so that's just the thing about it, man. If you're going into a brand new market in Las Vegas, you got this brand new stadium. It is state of the art. It's awesome. Probably the best stadium in the league right now. You want your whole family to be able to enjoy it, right? And I compared it to a family reunion. You don't want to just have to invite a couple of family members to the family reunion. You want everybody to be there. So if everyone can't be there and enjoy it, then it probably is better that nobody is there. You don't want family members to get upset about, well, how come I didn't get invited? Or how come I don't get to enjoy the Saints game, but I have to go to the Dolphins game or whatever? And look, a lot of fans wouldn't care what game they're going to, but some fans would. Some fans would say, hey, man, you know, I paid a lot of money. I want to go to the high-quality game. I want to go to that first Monday night football game against the Saints. So I just think that when it's able, when the ability to have all the fans in the house is going to go down, which hopefully, and it's not a guarantee, but hopefully it'll be next season, I just think that that'll be great. Mark Davis has come out and he said to Vinny Bonsignor on the Raider Nation radio on a Monday that I'm not going to go to the stadium. He said that before. He had told Vic Tafer that report came out of The Athletic. I'm not going to go in the stadium as long as Raider Nation can't go to the stadium. And again, I said before that I didn't think it was a big deal as far as him not being in the stadium. He don't have to adhere to that. He could go and enjoy his team. But if he's hell-bent on not going into the stadium because Raider Nation can't get in, that's cool too. That's absolutely cool. I mean, he's following his own rules. So it's disappointing, but at least you know that by the time you do get to get in there and everything is safe, you can go in there and you can celebrate in a major way like you always would. It's very disappointing. It's a brand new toy and you want to play with it. You want to try it out. You want to check it out and you just can't. So it's almost like a tease, but still know that the Raiders are in a great place. They're in a great city, a city that's fully embracing them. They have so much support. It's ridiculous. And when Raider Nation, when it's a possibility, when it's able to be safe for fans to go into the stadium, that's when it will be allowed. So unfortunately, it won't be for 2020, but again, I think it makes the most sense in the world, and I'm not mad at the fact that he made that decision. Again, it's tough to tell certain people that they can go in and others that they can't, and you don't really want to get into that sticky situation. So that's all I got for you for segment number one of today's Locked On Raiders podcast, news and notes of the day. Coming up in segment number two, I'm just going to do a little bit of bragging, and not bragging on myself, bragging on Raider Nation Radio 920. It debuted on Monday. Really good lineup, really good guests, a lot of great Raider talk. I'm going to talk about that, talk about what I heard on the station, talk about some of the feedback that I've gotten, and talk about some things that you should expect from Raider Nation Radio coming up in segment number two. Before I get into that, though, let me tell you about rockauto.com, the fact that it's a family business, just like Raider Nation, a family serving auto part customers online for 20 years. All you got to do is go to rockauto.com, shop for all auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers, and they got everything, and I mean everything. Engine control modules, brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, new carpet. It doesn't matter, man. Whatever you need, they got you. If you got a classic car, a car that you drive every single day, the one that you bring out on Sundays with your homeboys, either way, they got you, and they'll deliver all your goods directly to your door. RockAuto.com catalog is unique and super easy to navigate. All the parts you'll ever need for your vehicle. Plus, they got the prices that you prefer. Yeah, I'm talking prices. The prices are the exact same for professionals as they are for me and you, do-it-yourselfers. So there's no reason to spend up to twice as much for the same parts. You go to rockauto.com right now. You'll see all the parts available for your car or truck. While you're there, think about your boy real quick. Put in the little box, how did you hear about us? Right, Locked On Raiders podcast. And then they'll know I sent you. They know I'm doing my job. Good selection, super low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. It's at rockauto.com. Segment number two is on the way.
Your Locked On Raiders, your daily podcast on the Las Vegas Raiders. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, Raider Nation, here we are, segment number two of today's Locked On Raiders podcast. And there's only one thing I could talk about today, right? Raider Nation Radio, 920 a.m. in Las Vegas. The first show was on Monday, or the first day of shows was on Monday. It kicked off, and I'll tell you what, man, fast and furious. There was so many tweets that I was receiving, text messages I was receiving just about the sound of the station. This was way before myself and Scott Goldbranson went on during the Silver and Black Today show. I was just getting feedback all day, and I was fired up. I was sitting at my radio station at ESPN Central Texas, and I was working on, you know, some prep work for the show that I have to do from noon to 3 Central Time. And I'm up there listening to Raider Nation Radio. So I was like, one ear was listening to the radio, another ear, and in my brain, I was trying to you know, prepare for my show I had to do. And so I'm not going to lie, I got caught up in some of the conversations that was going on the radio station and all the feedback that I was getting. It was such a great first day. It really was. And I know that there could have been some you know, quality, not quality, but sound. Not sound, like streaming issues. I guess the TuneIn app is still a work in progress. A lot of people have gone to the link, lvsportsnetwork.com, and clicked on Raider Nation Radio and are able to listen. I had no problem doing it that way, but I've also received feedback that the link wasn't working as well either. So I think it was a combination of a lot of things. Everyone's working out the kinks day one, including myself and Scott, you know, that we have a couple audio issues ourselves that we're still working on. But again, it's day one, and you'll work out the kinks as you go along. But and the other thing is, I think that there was probably an overload. People were listening from all over. I had people hitting me up saying, I'm listening in the Bay. I'm listening in Kansas City. I'm listening in Virginia. I'm listening in Louisiana. I'm in Texas listening. I mean, there was so many people hitting me up telling me exactly where they were listening from. My man H in Albuquerque, he chimed in. He actually called into the radio station and started talking to us. And so, you know, there's so much excitement about this radio station. There's going to be a few kinks at first. So just kind of bear with us and we'll get it all worked out. But man, one, it feels great to say bear with us. It feels great to know that I'm even part of that. You know, just it's like a dream come true. I tell you all the time, if you have a dream, man, go ahead and live it out. Live out that dream. Don't be afraid to chase your dream, man, because, again, I got into the podcast business and wanted to talk Raiders on a podcast because I felt like the Raiders didn't have enough coverage. Now, in 2020, they got their own radio station. Like, that's insane. When I first started on ESPN Central Texas, I'd bring up the Raiders and people would be like, oh, boo, boo. You're in Texas. What are you talking about the Raiders for? Now I've been there so long, people just, I mean, it's cool. You know, they like it and they'll call in and talk Raiders with me all the time. But just to know that it's an actual station dedicated to the Raiders with a talented lineup. It's not like you just grabbed a bunch of dudes off the street and said, all right, you guys go in there and play radio. No, you got real deal talent that is coming in and is there on the radio station. Starting off with Clay and Pritch in the morning. Then, of course, you have the little gap when the Mike Greenberg show was on. But then you come in strong with JT the Brick and then the Silver and Black Today show. And then close things out with In the Huddle with Vinny Bonsignor. And, I mean, you really can't go wrong. You know, you got a lot of really talented dudes and just blessed to be a part of it, you know. And it was so funny hearing all the feedback on the radio station. I told Scott when we went on, I said, man, we got a lot of pressure, you know what I mean? Like, Clay and Pritch, they knocked it out the park, and then JT came in just swinging for the fences. I was like, man, we got to step our game up. I was even a little nervous. I ain't going to lie. I've been doing radio since 1999. I was a little bit nervous when we started the show just because I know what this means, and I know how exciting this is just for a Raider fan, let alone a guy like me who's dreamed of getting to Vegas and doing radio in Vegas and covering the Raiders. To be able to be a part of this is absolutely amazing. So yeah, I'm not gonna lie, man, I had a little bit of butterflies in my stomach. Like, it was the first day of school or the first time I ever did this, you know, first time I ever turned on the mic. But you know, about 5 minutes in, I think I talked a couple times, and then all of a sudden I was back to my normal self, chilling and relaxed again. But man, I'll tell you, it was so much fun. And you want to talk about amazing guests. And look, these guests aren't going to join the show every single day or join the station every single day. But of course, you want to kick it off and you want to be on a high note. So Mike Mayock joined the station. John Gruden was on. Derek Carr was on. Lincoln Kennedy was on. Phil Villapiano was on. Steve Wisniewski. Hunter Renfrow. Mark Davis. Tim Brown. I mean, just those guests alone, I mean, that is absolutely, those are bangers. I had an old program director that every time we went to an event, he would say, hey, I want bangers. You know, it's nice to get good guests, but I want bangers. Well, in his book, Mike Mayock, banger. Gruden, banger. Derek Carr, banger. Lincoln Kennedy, banger. Phil Villapiano, banger. Wisniewski, banger. Hunter Renfrow, that's a really good one. He's not a banger yet only because he's a one-year guy, but still really good for Raider Nation. Mark Davis, the owner, absolute banger. Tim Brown, he's got a gold jacket, so you know he's a banger. So yeah, I mean, that would have been a huge successful week, let alone a successful day. I mean, that really is the equivalent of a successful week, having all those big names on the radio station in a week, and Raider Nation Radio did it all in one day. That is amazing. I heard some great feedback from listeners calling in, talking about it, talking about the station from the Bay, giving their feedback on not having any fans in the stands at all, giving their feedback on just their expectations for the season. Heard a lot of really, really good stuff. And if you are trying to call the radio station, 702-365-9200 is the number, 702-365-9200. So, yeah, man, it's just going to get bigger and better and better and bigger. And every guest that we had on was so giddy and so excited about just knowing that the Raiders have this radio station and the fact that, you know, they've been undercovered forever. And now all of a sudden they're getting all this coverage. They're getting all the coverage. You know, that is something that's really, really cool. And look, I'm not trying to throw no shade at nobody in the Bay, because 95.7 The Game was always my dream. That was always my dream, to get back to the Bay Area. That's no joke. When I got to Texas, I was like, well, I'll work my way back to the Bay Area and be on 95.7 The Game. And obviously with the Raiders leaving, they went away from Raider Talk, and I still was like, man, I still want to be back in the Bay. That's where I'm from. 95.7 The Game, they got some really good people there that I like a lot. Guru Johnson, obviously Bonte Hill, Low Neal, he's a good dude. I mean, there's so many people on there that are really good dudes that I've had plenty of communication with and been on the station with. I always wanted to do that and be on that radio station, but you know, they went all 49ers. Obviously Greg Papa went across the street to KNBR, and you know, I actually had a friend here in Central Texas that I hang out with on Thursdays that said, man, you need to get to Vegas. You know, forget the Bay. You need to get to Vegas. And that really got my attention on Las Vegas. So, man, I'll tell you now, with this radio station there, it's really incredible, and it is all yours. And so just to know that you got that and you have that outlet that you could tune to anytime you want, no matter where you're at. Again, lvsportsnetwork.com is probably the best way to get them right now. The TuneIn app at some point will be on point. I believe they're getting their own app as well, so that'll be on point. But it's all kind of just a work in progress right now. And don't worry if you miss any of the shows, if you miss any of the good guests and you want to go back in and listen, like maybe you missed Mark Davis on with Vinny, you can go back to lvsportsnetwork.com. You can check in online just like any other radio station, just like they've always done there. They always podcast all their guests, all their hours, and they also get tweeted out as well. So you can find it anywhere you want to find it. You know, Scott will also do a good job as far as the Silver and Black Today show goes. He'll be tweeting that out and putting that out as a podcast as well. So even if you don't hear it live, you still have an opportunity to go back and listen to it. So, I mean, again, you have guests like Raider Nation Radio had on Monday. Just incredible. Mike Mayock, John Gruden, Derek Carr, Lincoln Kennedy, Phil Villapiano, Steve Wisniewski, Hunter Renfrow, Mark Davis, Tim Brown. Man, what a lineup just for day one. And day two is going to be incredible. I'm very excited about it and excited about the direction that this radio station is going. And Mike Mayock had a lot of good things to say. You know, he was starting things off with Clay and Pritch in the morning and was talking about just the team, was talking about PJ Hall, talking about the fact that he was just, you know, inconsistent. And they wished him nothing but the best. He also brought up something I thought was very interesting when he was saying that, you know, they're trying to get down to the 80-man roster, but they're going to go at a slow and methodical pace, which is something that we've talked about on the podcast before. He just was saying that, you know, they want to make sure that they see everybody. They bring them in. They know what they can do. And then when they send them on their way, when they release them, then at least they know that, hey, if they need to go because somebody popped for COVID, someone, you know, is just not living up to the bill, or maybe they get injured, at least they can go back and say, okay, I got the Rolodex ready. I know exactly who I can call and what I could expect from that person. And this year, 2020, that's what it's all going to be about, man. It's going to be about how good is your front office? How deep is that Rolodex? How much depth can you possibly have on the team? And just in case emergency, who breaks glass? Who's the person that you break glass for? That's going to be major, major key. You know, one thing that Steve Wisniewski said to us on the Silver and Black Today show, I asked him straight up about how long is it going to take for everyone to be able to gel, and how much of a disadvantage are they at that they don't have the preseason and they haven't had OTAs and rookie minicamp? And he said, you know, you're right, but at the same time, none of the league has. So it's going to take the Raiders just as long to gel with all the new players as it is for the Chargers, the new players. Now, the one thing about that, the one little asterisk or caveat about that is the Kansas City Chiefs don't have a whole lot of new players, so they're going to already kind of be on the same page. They'll already actually not kind of be. They will be on the same page where, like I said, the Raiders will have to work their way into it. But for anybody who has new players coming in, a lot of new players, a lot of new parts like the Raiders have specifically on defense, it's going to be a work in progress, but at least the whole league is dealing with it and not just one team. So I think the continuity that the Raiders have on offense and so many players that are coming back, that's exciting and will give them at least an advantage, I think, and I've said it multiple times, until that defensive side of the ball can get on the same page. So there's just a lot of good to take away from day one of Raider Nation Radio, and this thing's going to keep going strong. Many thanks to Lotus Broadcasting and you know, obviously Scott Goldbranson for allowing me to be a part of Silver and Black Today show, because he didn't have to. You know, he could have been on there by himself and he could have held it down and done a great job, but to be able to bring me in and knowing I'm sitting in Central Texas and my desire to be there, that's really cool, man. I mean, it's this business is tough, where everyone wants, you know, their shine and everyone wants to be the dude, but for him to be able to bring another guy in and knowing how hungry I am and that, you know, I'm going to bring a good, strong work ethic, I thought that was really, really cool. So many thanks to Scott. Many thanks to Kyle over there at Lotus Broadcasting for allowing me to be a part of it. So hopefully you enjoy Raider Nation Radio. We'd love to get your feedback on it. 707-654-4693. That's the Locked On Raider Podcast voicemail line. And those calls and texts are coming up next here on the Locked On Raiders Podcast.
Your Locked On Raiders, your daily podcast on the Las Vegas Raiders. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Here we go, Raider Nation. Segment number three of today's Locked On Raiders podcast. Your time to shine. Your calls and texts straight off that Locked On Raider podcast voicemail line. 707-654-4693 is the number. I just realized now that I've been throwing so many numbers at you lately. Obviously, the Locked On Raider podcast voicemail line, always been throwing that out there, but now throwing out the Raider Nation radio phone line, studio line, 702-365-9200. Man, a lot of numbers can be really, really confusing, so make sure you put them in your phone and separate them. The Raider Nation Radio studio number is 702-365-9200. They do have a text line, but apparently it's kind of weird right now, and so I'm not sure exactly, one, what that even means. Apparently the number is 69187, and I don't know if that just goes directly to the studio or not. Obviously not being in the building, it doesn't help, but it's really strange. So at least you have the studio line number, 702-365-9200. But for what we do here on the Locked On Raider podcast, the number is 707-654-4693. First call of the day comes from Raider Rock out of Seoul, Korea. He's calling again to talk about the Raiders' record in 2020, and then he speaks on PJ Hall. Here he is, Raider Rock, calling out of Seoul, Korea.
What's up, Q? This is Raider Rock from Seoul, Korea. Just calling in to talk on a couple of points that you made. First is, I agree with you that if we don't hit 9-7 this year and make a run for the wild card, I would look at it as a disappointment. The second point is, you know, you were right on point. PJ Hall got released today, or yesterday, your time, I guess, which is not surprising given the way things were going. But, you know, it just shows you're up on things, and good to know that our main man leading the Raiders podcast is up on his stuff. All right, Q. Thanks. Catch up with you again. Bye bye.
There he is. That's Raider Rock calling out of Seoul, Korea. And yeah, again, 9-7. That should be the expectations as far as the floor. And I'll obviously have a shot of making the playoffs. No doubt about it. I'm not hesitating to use the P word this year because I think that's where they should be. Now, there's a lot of things that are going to play into that factor. You know, this season's going to be one of those seasons that you just don't know. You may have an asterisk next to it. I don't think once the Super Bowl's had and done, you'll have an asterisk next to it. But just getting through and navigating through the season, there may be an asterisk next to it. But as far as PJ Hall, at least Mike Mayock was able to get a 7th-round pick. I mean, originally it said that he was released and cut, and that was even confirmed. But then later on in the afternoon came back that Mike Mayock was able to get a 7th-round conditional pick out of the Minnesota Vikings. So that's better than nothing. So I'm not mad at him for that. So thank you so much for that call. Appreciate you. Next up is a text from Brent from the IE. And before I get into this text, I got to hit the alarm one time because Brent from the IE is a new booty. He said, Q, this is Brent from the IE. Sound that alarm, my man, because I'm a new booty. Listening to you online now on the Silver and Black Today show. And, man, I just want to say congrats. Your grind has done some good things for you, and I know it inspires me. Just going to go ahead and put this out there. Carr will have an MVP season in 2020. That's from Brent from the IE, a new booty. Thank you so much for the text, my man. Appreciate the compliments on the Silver and Black Today show. And I'm assuming maybe this is a time that you texted in was when I was talking to Lincoln Kennedy and I asked Lincoln Kennedy about Derek Carr using his legs. And Lincoln Kennedy just shot it down and said, it's just not going to happen. I asked him if that was what was going to take Derek Carr to the next level, if he could use his legs. And I know I've asked him that before, and we've talked about that on the podcast before, but I just feel year three under John Gruden, he's finally got to just get out of his own way and keep plays alive with his legs. And Lincoln Kennedy's just said it's not in his DNA to do that. He's athletic enough to do it, but it's just not in his DNA, so it's not going to happen. So he's been waiting on him to do that for years, and it's not going to happen. So, Carr very well could have an MVP season with all the weapons, but it doesn't sound like Lincoln Kennedy at least believes that he's going to use his legs at all, and I really wish he'd put that element into his game. I wish he would hear people say that, and this is not trying to, you know, start a fight or anything, but I wish he had heard Lincoln Kennedy say that and then say, oh yeah, you know what, I'm going to use my leg. I'm going to make an absolute effort to use my legs. I mean, he did it in that Jacksonville game, the Jaguars, that last game at the Oakland Coliseum when the official said he slid out of bounds, which he clearly didn't. But either way, I mean, he's used it at times. Oh, that was a great play that he did because it was so unexpected. If he did that more often, man, it would be really, really good. But really, honestly, I don't believe he's going to do it either. I thought I would ask and see if that could help take Derek Carr's game to the next level. Thank you so much for that text. Welcome to the Locked On Raider podcast family, my man. Next up is a call from Cole, Region Raider. He actually called in late last week to chime in about a few different subjects, including Derek Carr, Paul Gunther, play calling, and even compliments a faithful Locked On Raider podcast listener. So here he is, Cole, Region Raider.
Hey, Q, Raider Nation. Hope everybody's well and safe. This is Cole, Region Raider. It's been quite a while since I've called. I just got done listening to Mario from Tucson's call about the rookies and the hype video and all that. I got to agree with Mario from Tucson 100. He's always spot on. I love listening to hearing that from that guy. Perfect. I agree with him 100%. I wanted to call and I wanted to touch on a couple things. First of all, I do think regarding Derek Carr and Paul G., a lot of people are saying they're on the hot seat. I don't think that's true. I don't think Marinelli was brought in to replace Paul G. I honestly think he was brought in there to combine the two systems, get them to work in tandem, you know, maybe integrate a little bit of Marinelli's defense into what Paul G does, because they both have awesome defenses. They did. And they're good coordinators. And I don't think Derek Carr's on the hot seat either. I think he's going to have a great year this year with all the talent around him. He's finally got – we'll have receivers like he had in 16, reliable receivers, guys who run good routes. I think that's going to help him a lot. And I think their situations are both the same between Carr and Gunther. This is the first time they've both had talent. Carr had talent in 2016, and he was also an MVP candidate. Gunther hasn't had front-to-back talent since he's been in Oakland. So – they should both improve, you know, exponentially this year. You know, a lot of people bust on the play calling from last year, and I thought it sucked as well. But I honestly think that Mayock and Gruden got together at some point and were like, hey, man, listen, we don't have a Super Bowl-caliber team. Let's not use the whole playbook. Let's just stick to bread-and-butter plays. We'll keep it sort of vanilla so we're not exposing too much, and then as our talent increases, we'll open up the playbook a little more. I think we're going to see Josh Jacobs a lot this year in the passing game. Kid can catch and run like, you know, as good as any back in the league. So I think we're going to see him into the passing game a lot more this year, and I think they're going to open things up a little bit. Now they finally have the talent to do it, and he could actually be a contender with, you know, hopefully a couple more Chiefs decide they don't want to play and Patriots decide they don't want to play. But that's about all I have to say. Always enjoy hearing from Mario and Tucson. A lot of different guys I enjoy hearing from, and I like listening to your podcast. You keep up the good work, and I listen to you all over the place, man. Every time I turn on a podcast, I hear your name. So keep up the good work, brother. Love you all. Stay safe.
There he is right there, Cole, Region Raider. Definitely appreciate hearing from you. Thank you for the call. And, you know, I think you're spot on when it comes to the play calling. It's something that John Gruden mentioned the other day, that the playbook is plenty big. You just got to have the players to execute it. And, you know, you can bring up a good point when towards the end of the season, they just didn't have the horses in the stable. So why show everything? Why show everything? Just kind of dumb it down, use what you got, and rock with it. And that's what they were able to do. So you could probably be onto something. And now that there's more weapons, I do expect this playbook to be not expanded, but gone deeper into the playbook, if that makes any kind of sense. So as far as Gunther and Marinelli, I believe those guys, they have an opportunity to work together and really complement each other. I really do. Paul Gunther is a seasoned veteran when it comes to being a defensive coordinator. Rob Marinelli is just a seasoned dude. He's just that guy. You know, I mean, yeah, he's been a defensive coordinator. He's been a head coach. He's been a defensive line coach. He knows how to get it done. So, yeah, I think that those two really could complement each other. Paul Gunther is a former linebackers coach, and Marinelli obviously has the know-how when it comes to the defensive line. So those two together and those two parts of the team are very, very important. So I do think that they're going to complement each other in a major way. So thank you so much for that call. Appreciate you. Got enough time for one more text, and it's going to come from Joby One Kenobi in Arlington, Texas. He said, Q, 9-7 is my thoughts on the season. That's what he thinks the record's going to be. He's saying, I'm praying for the P word. You got me listening to the other podcast you're on. Q, one word for your work ethic, respect. That's from Joby One Kenobi in Arlington, Texas. And yeah, 9-7, I've mentioned it a couple times. That's the floor for me. 11-5 is really the ceiling, but 9-7 would be good. It would show the growth that you need to see from John Gruden and this team. And there's a lot of young players that are going to have to come up and step up in a major way. Some veterans that have been brought in that are going to have to step up in a major way, but I don't think, and there shouldn't be, 9-7 shouldn't be one of those numbers that you look at and say, oh my God, there's no way they get there. They should absolutely be aiming for 9-7, and everything after that is gravy. And I'm not calling it the P word anymore. I'm calling it the playoffs, because I'm expecting them to have a run, make a run for it. You know, they were in the playoff hunt until week 17, or even in week 17 last year. They should definitely be in that same scenario, at least be in the hunt week 17. And then, well, it's up to you to go ahead and make it happen. So if you can pull it off and sneak in, get a wild card spot, great. But as long as you're in the hunt and you look like you're fighting for a playoff spot, all is good with me. So thank you so much for that. Appreciate you. Got a couple more that I'd like to get to, but really don't have enough time on today's show. Canadian Raider, Riverview Raider, Border Jumper Raider, Raider Cisco, all those coming up. I'll have those on tomorrow's show. I just don't have enough time to squeeze them all into today's show. I went a little long in one of the segments. Shocking, right? It's what I kind of always do. But definitely appreciate all the feedback. Appreciate everyone hit me up by way of Twitter, at your boy Q254. Of course, on the Locked On Raider podcast voicemail line as well. So tomorrow will be day two of Raider Nation Radio. I'm excited about that. Obviously, always excited about the podcast. And Raider Nation, we're doing big things, baby. Big things, baby, like Aunt Banks used to say back in the day. I got big things, baby. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you got to go back and look that up in the hip-hop library if you don't know what I'm talking about right there. But Raider Nation, stay safe. Wash your hands, of course. Wear your mask. Do what you got to do. Social distance. Try to beat this thing. And as always, just win, baby.